What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Better.
No!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
Stand by for action.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily.
Eunice, Menus. Usness, weeness, yourness, mindness, ourness, happiness. And now I'd like to hear where your head is at.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to another hour of Sports Daily. It is Max Power bringing you all of those intros the last little while. Should be a lot of interesting things coming out of that from Mr. Max Power. You can give him a call and talk to us. 869-1240 is the number to call. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you here. Another hour of Sports Daily. You can comment to us on your video streams if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube or X. You can also watch us on 12 News Connected. You can also listen to us on the Odyssey app. We have it all coming for you. We will get into this Brendan Sorsby case and story here in this hour of Sports Daily. It is a troubling one, to say the least. It is a very, very fascinating one when you talk about what the Big 12 could look like next year. We'll get into all of that, the ramifications of it. And not ironically, I can tell you, Paul, how the odds in the Big 12 have changed as Brendan Sorsby has now checked himself into a facility for gambling. And I don't mean that as far as bets, but just it gives us, it's always given us a perspective on what the predictions are. But, you know, it's not lost on me that we're doing that in the aftermath of a gambling story. So we'll have all that for you coming up this hour. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, Delano, featuring live music this Sunday. You can find the details at wichitabrew.com. Send off your Sunday with live tunes, tasty treats, and good times at WBC Delano, your spot for spring Sundays. Visit www.wichitabrew.com for more info. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather. We come back in, Paul. We'll get into Sorsby in the next one in our long segment. You had your NBA playoffs last night, Paul. I told you I'd watch something.
Good.
And I did. I watched about 15 or 20 minutes after the Rangers and Yankees finished up. The damn Yankees won, by the way. I flipped over to Oklahoma City and Phoenix to watch the Thunder finish off the Suns. That series is a sweep. No surprise there. All just waiting, hopefully, for a Thunder Spurs. I say all. We're not all hoping for that, but I think casual basketball fans are. What I got to know, though, Paul, you're the NBA, and I don't know how much you've been watching the Eastern Conference. Are we looking at a should we be looking at a big story here?
Yeah,
obviously. With Orlando and Detroit.
Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
I think you might be, and you might also be looking at the Magic and the Pistons, and wow,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the Magic and the Pistons. Yeah. Magic up 3-1, 8-1.
Cade Cunningham still doing great. I mean, he's the player we all think he is. But I'll tell you what, it's an amazing thing. Orlando leads 3-1, Jacob. 3-1. Now they play these games for a reason. But that's a really high seed and a really low seed, and you've got Orlando leading 3-1. I mean, how does that happen? It happens in the NBA because everybody's
Don't
got players.
Don't ask me, Paul. I have no idea.
And I didn't watch any of the Thunder and the Suns. I'm done with that one. Of course, that series is now over. OKC wins that series 4-0. We all knew that was going to happen. Not a single game was that entertaining. But I'll tell you what is entertaining, the talent on that team. And that team is deep. That team is athletic. That team is long. I'm going to use all the superlatives that anybody on the radio or in the media would use to describe that team. And I'm not the first guy to use those superlatives. But that Thunder team is unbelievable. And, of course, last night, Nuggets beat the Timberwolves. And that was fun. You know, Jokic is something really special. And to watch
that. We do take him for granted.
Another triple double. And it's just amazing. 27 points, 12 rebounds. And get this, 16 assists from a big guy. I mean, that's just amazing. Wow. That's just amazing to me, 16 assists. But the Nuggets are now up 3-2. I thought the Timberwolves had a chance of winning this series early. What's that?
But Anthony Edwards is hurt. So does you think Denver comes back with Edwards out in the series?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a possibility. I really do.
Okay.
So we'll see. But we'll see. But obviously, last night, 113-125, game wasn't that close. Timberwolves made a run in the fourth quarter, scoring 38 points, their biggest quarter of the entire game. So we'll see what happens. But right now, I like being ahead, you know, leading the series 3-2, and I like the Nuggets in this. And the Nuggets are the bigger story anyway. The Nuggets are the team you want to see advance. They're the better team between the two, in my opinion. So we'll just see what happens, okay, Jacob? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, look, we will. And tonight you've got 76ers, Celtics, Hawks, Knicks, and Trailblazers and Spurs.
And I like the way
your NBA playoff update with Paul Savage.
Well, there you go. And here's the thing. You know, whenever we're watching these things, it's the NBA. I mean, I'm not saying we got to give an entire hour or something to the NBA playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
We're just honest
on this show.
That's right.
We're nothing else.
Well, I don't care to discuss that much NBA during the season.
And I don't like. I mean, we're caught up in other things. We always try to be honest with people.
That's right.
I think this has never been the show for the diehard NBA fans to get their NBA fix.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot of football. We talk a ton of college basketball.
Yeah, we do.
And this time of year, if the Royals are good, we're going to talk a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a lot about these other stories off the field that are of interest to us. Most of the time, it's, you know, college stuff and mm-hmm. this eligibility thing. Like we're here in the heart of, you know, a part of the country where KU, K-State, Wichita State, just about everybody that flips around and turns this on, one of those three is their team.
Right.
Right? About everybody.
Right. Yeah. Can I just ask you a quick question? Because here's what's kind of been bothering me. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think about the Thunder.
Right up the road.
When Westbrook and Harden were you know, the big guns there for the Thunder. Yeah. And that was pretty heady time. Let's face it. Those were good players on a team in Oklahoma City. And they were getting all kinds of play. People driving from Wichita. It was not uncommon to run into somebody.
Oh, they're as close to us as the Chiefs or Royals
are. That's right. And you drive down, go to the NBA, come home that night. You know, you drive back. And I saw a lot of that. A lot of that. We talked about a lot of that on the radio, as a matter of fact, people making the trip. I don't hear that much about this particular team and people, you know, getting down to
they won the championship.
That's right. But you still don't hear, maybe you do. Maybe you go around.
I've always been curious about that. Like, it's not like Kansas City proper is in Kansas. I mean, part of it is, but you know, when you're talking about the Royals,
correct,
or the Chiefs over, right, the years. And so if Kansas City got an NBA team, I think people here would be fired up for it. There's a team just as close the other direction,
yeah,
Oklahoma City.
And they're good.
Been here a long time.
And they're good.
But I don't hear a lot of people fired up for Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, some people are. I think there is a small pocket, but it's not the same as the Royals or the Chiefs. And I've never really understood why. It's a different state. So is Missouri.
Well,
now that won't be the case.
You got Kansas
anymore
in the name, Jacob. Come on now.
That won't be the case anymore for the Chiefs. And I'm not from here, so I don't understand all these things. You know, the teams that I loved and adored growing up, the Rangers, the Cowboys, Paul, are much further away from where I grew up than Oklahoma City is from Wichita.
Right.
And Dallas is a 5.5-6 hour drive to get to Arlington from, mm-hmm, where I'm from in Texas.
Dude, it's a 2-day drive just to get down to the Gulf of Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think if like Kansas City got a basketball team, people would be all about it because they feel like Kansas City's, you know, you feel like it's yours here.
Yeah, your
Whereas
name's
Oklahoma
in it.
City, even though it's right there. It is right there. It's just as close.
Right.
But people just, they don't. And I love, here's what the NBA does that I love a lot. You've got cities like San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Sacramento, you know, cities that aren't, that
Portland,
don't have other,
would you count Portland,
teams. They're a little smaller.
Yeah.
No, but they get these franchises. And man, could you imagine how much fun it is in Oklahoma City right now with the Thunder?
Oh my gosh. Oh my
gosh.
Or
in San Antonio with the Spurs. Right. I know how much fun it is in San Antonio with the Spurs because my 100-year-old great aunt fills me in.
All right.
Just diehard Spurs fan down in San Antonio.
Yeah, you know what I
die
like?
Hard.
I mean, I like about the Thunder is they got the Loves logo. You know, the
that is a pretty perfect. As sports logos go, Paul, and we see them now a lot in basketball and,
right,
baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The Oklahoma City Thunder wearing the Loves logo has to be the most fitting and perfect one.
I think that it?
It
is perfect because in the state of Kansas, there's Loves everywhere and in Oklahoma as well. But I mean,
yeah,
they're everywhere. We got one up on 21st in the bypass. I-135, there's a Loves. We got Loves all over the place. And that logo on there says, you know something? You guys are my kind of guys. I know nobody.
Yep, that's a Midwest truck stop kind of thing. Yeah, no,
I'll go to Loves in a heartbeat when I'm on the road.
I think of all the logos now in basketball and baseball that we see, Loves on the Oklahoma City Thunder is the best one.
Thank you for that.
Quick trip on the Royals is good, too.
Not bad at all.
Make no mistake, as far as like fitting the vibe, fitting the theme a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good one. That's a good one, too.
You're part of the people. That's what it says.
Well, so often we see those logos and we're like, what is that company?
That's a good point.
You know exactly what it is when you see that Loves, that big heart. That's a fun one. We'll see.
Right.
There's your NBA update, everybody. That's as good as we can get here on Sports Daily. All right, when we come back, let's talk about this Brendan Sorsby story. Boy, this is troubling, interesting, whatever word you want to use to describe it. It's all Brockton Savage. We'll discuss it next.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
At 235 South is sluggish, heading on to K96 East. Expect delays starting at 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. It's a mostly cloudy start to the day. We may even see a sprinkle, especially north of Wichita. Then partly cloudy this afternoon. North winds 10 to 15 and a high of 63. Partly cloudy and chilly overnight. 43 should do it for the low. Back over to a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. High 66. Mostly cloudy and 65 on Thursday with a chance of rain. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Patrick.
But Diego Pavia has a personality, but he does not have a personality that I want as my backup quarterback. I don't think he's good enough to be a starter in the NFL. You know, he's not Doug Flutie. Like, Doug Flutie was 5'9", Heisman Trophy winner, but he was the ideal personality to be a backup quarterback and ready to come in when need be. In fact, Flutie was ahead of his time. Flutie would be able to play and play at a pretty high level. But Diego Pavia, the personality, that's who you are. You're selling that personality. But I'm not buying that. Teams are not buying that. Teams didn't buy Shedeur Sanders. And teams were like, you're not a can't-miss prospect.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for supporting the program. We are getting into golf season. Great time to give Crestview Country Club a call. Go check out the facilities. 36 holes of golf, 2 state-of-the-art simulators. They've got golf instructors out there. Everything you need to get your game in order. Give Crestview a call. Go enjoy it. Enjoy all the facilities there. They have all kinds of different sorts of memberships, whether you're a golf enthusiast or not. Great place for the family. Our family's been out there for years. We love it. And we'd invite you to give them a call and see what they might have for you today. Paul Savage, have I ever asked you, are you a golfer? Were you ever a golfer?
I was a golfer, and as a matter of fact, I loved it so much. Built a house on a golf course one time, lived there for many years. But when the kids came, I kind of just gave it up. It was one of those things where if I got 4 hours to go play golf, I got 4 hours to go be with the kids. I know that's crazy, but I did it that way anyway.
I hear you.
And the reason I did it was it gave me a good reason. I wasn't any good. I'm not that kind of athlete. I hated it.
I'm not any good either, but I love it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you do have to, I get you on the kid thing. It's like, you know, a lot of people are like, you get older and your kids get older and then you can do it. But like for me, it's, and this is what I really like about Crestview, by the way.
Yeah.
And why it's been such a great fit.
By the way, if you're talking about,
I can fit in those weird little spurts of playing while the kids are in school.
I want to say this about Crestview. This personally, this is just me. Nobody's telling me to do this. I'm not paid to do this or anything. But I've had several experiences at Crestview Country Club, where I've been a part of a seminar. The place is taken over by somebody who's going to put on a seminar.
Yeah, lots of events and stuff there. Yeah.
Let me just tell you this right now. They treated the people that came into the Crestview Country Club to go to this particular seminar. They treated us like kings and queens. I mean, it was, the everything was clean, everything was sharp, everything was organized. It was an amazing event. And I hope you don't mind me saying that, and I know that's kind of boring and everything, but I want people to understand that Crestview is more than just a golf course, more than just a pool, more than just a tennis court. It is a place that is organized. It's perfect for a lot of events. Check into it. I mean, if I had an event that I needed something like that, boy,
yeah, they do events.
They do events.
Is
that okay? Did you mind me doing that?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. They support the program. We like them. Okay. So, Paul, let's get into this Brendan Sorsby story.
Oh, brother.
I would imagine most people have seen now what's gone on here.
Mm-hmm.
So Sorsby checked himself in yesterday to a residential treatment program for a gambling addiction. His decision to seek treatment, according to ESPN, came in the wake of a discovery that Sorsby had been making thousands of online bets on a variety of sports via a gambling app, which jeopardizes his eligibility at Texas Tech. Now, I think we've got to be very honest and, you know, clear with the story here. The sorts of bets we're talking about, it sounds like, at least from what I've read on this, were in an instance of being at a pro baseball game, making dollar, 50 cent, $2-3 bets on balls and strikes or at bats or whatever. A lot of small wagers. Basically, and the reason I bring that up, a lot of what a lot of people do, especially a lot of 18-year-olds, we're not talking about high level, massive amounts of money things that we've seen in other cases and other scenarios. The ESPN story, and they, according to their sources, say he did bet on Indiana football when he was redshirting for the Hoosiers as a true freshman in 2022. He played a single game that season as a reserve. The bets, according to the people that ESPN is sourcing, were always just on Indiana. We're on Indiana to win. And the story says none came in a game in which he appeared. That would be an even bigger problem, obviously. I don't know that he's going to escape this. So according to amended NCAA guidelines, this came out in 2023. Student athletes who wager on their own games or on other sports at their own schools face permanent loss of collegiate eligibility in all sports. Okay, that's pretty clear. Other potential gambling punishment guidelines include if a college football player, for example, bets on a different school in their own sport, the loss of 50% of one season of eligibility will be considered. The guidelines in 23, wagers greater than $800 could lead to 30%. Cumulative wagering that exceeded $800, there is a directive to consider whether it needs to be a loss of eligibility, including permanent ineligibility. So, look, he's also facing a lawsuit from Cincinnati, I think, that is true. Totally unrelated and probably just a, I think that's a totally separate thing that could be something to watch for, like, precedent and other things, but has nothing to do with this or really his status at Tech. I don't think his status at Tech was ever really in danger here. So There's the situation, Paul. It sounds to me like Brendan Sorsby has been doing what a whole lot of 18-year-olds have been doing. We've run stories, and this is coming now, as you just, you know, get more data, that the younger demographic of eligible gamblers, you know, that 18 to, let's, whatever, 18, 24-year-old college-age kid, are gambling a lot. And as 18 to 24-year-olds do a lot of vices and things that, you know, they drink a lot of beer. They, whatever, you know, whatever it is that you sort of grow out of or grow to get a little more self-control, 18 to 24-year-olds don't really do that. I didn't drink a lot more beer back then than I do now, right? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I would have bet a whole lot more on sports than I do right now. So I think that here comes the challenge of legalized betting. And I don't just mean like, so I guess the thing for me on this story, Paul, is it doesn't seem like in the reporting that Sorsby was doing anything sinister, which has also happened, right? I don't think he was throwing games or doing all the things that are the reasons these punishments are so severe, but the rules are pretty clear. Mm-hmm. If you step in and you're a college athlete, you don't get to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. And clearly he has been.
Right.
And so, you know, X been supportive of him. Good for him, because you know what this blowback's going to be. Now, who knows if he checked himself in only because he apparently got caught or whatever, but he checked himself in and hopefully he can help. But this is the challenge. And Brendan Sorsby's not the only college athlete out there on an app betting. He's not. We know that. Mm-hmm. Again, is there any, should it be a rule? And this got challenged last year. That Brendan Sorsby, who he's playing quarterback at Cincinnati and wants to bet on the Duke North Carolina game, should he be allowed to do that? Let's say he wants to bet on the Chiefs Broncos game, should he be allowed to do that? You know, and that getting challenged a little bit in different areas. But right now the rules are pretty clear. You just don't get to bet. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Maybe he has a teammate on one of those pro teams, a former teammate. Do you get into only the sport you played? But wait, you were college roommates with the basketball player and he told you, hey man, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to check out. And you go bet his under, the player prop thing that we got into last year. So, you know, it's all murky. And so the simplest way to do it, Paul, is just to say, sorry, you're an athlete. You don't get to bet, mm-hmm. Period.
Right.
And I have a problem with that.
No.
But forcing that's really difficult. And here we go. And this is a monumental shift for the next college football season. Paul, I don't think he's going to play.
Oh, I don't think
I don't see a path to him playing next season.
Right. I don't think he's going to play ever. I think.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, this would be the end of his college career anyway.
This is. And by the way, here's part of the problem. Estimations are that he signed with the Red Raiders for a little over $5 million. And he picked the Red Raiders over LSU and Miami. There's some pretty good schools that he said no to and went with Texas Tech. And I don't blame him. It's a good school. But $5 million is probably the reason he went. That was probably the highest amount he was offered. Now, with that being said, here's part of the problem, too, that makes it so easy for a guy like Sorsby is his telephone. My gosh. Jacob, how easy is it to place a bet nowadays? I mean, pretty easy, isn't it? You got a cell phone, and here's why he'll never get by this thing. He's not going to be exonerated. There's not going to be any little reason why he shouldn't be really punished hard and, you know, catch everything that he's going to catch. And that is, there's a record of everything. You know, the telephone that we all use, your telephone, my telephone, we make a phone call to mom. Guess what? That's recorded, and it's recorded forever. Doesn't go away. Everything we do, every phone call we make, every length of the phone call, the date of every phone call, it's forever. Forever. And that's part of the problem why he's not going to get out of this thing. Everything is there. All the calls he's made, all the bets that he's made.
Well, in order to get on the apps to bet, like, they need basically a blood sample. Like, you have to, like, you got that.
Bingo. You know, that's right. So
I'm a little surprised. I don't know where these bets were being made. Maybe they were with an offshore book and not one of the, you know, legitimate American companies that are doing this now. I'm not sure, but it is a challenge right now in society for us to help young people navigate this. Again, this challenge is not new. This challenge has existed forever. The drinking age is 21. Why is that, do you think, Paul?
Doesn't make a lot of sense
that it's not 18.
Part of it is maturity.
It used to be 18.
Yeah, well, it sure did.
But you better believe it did. But why do you think it's 21 now?
Well, everybody's older now. I guess that's it.
My point is we're not as equipped. We're not as equipped to be able to do this stuff. What is the sports betting age? What is the legal sports betting age?
Well, I think it's 21.
Is it 18 on these apps?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was 21, but that's just me.
Isn't it 18 when you go to Las Vegas?
So it's 21.
Yeah, I think so.
But there are states, apparently, in which you can bet at 18. And the gray area, one of those states, Minnesota, apparently. Montana, Nebraska. Where's Indiana? Indiana's 21, so I don't know how he did that. But he may, the thing is, a lot of these athletes are 21 years old, right? They're not 18 years old.
A lot are.
And I'll tell you, because I've got a bunch of nephews that love to do it, there are now fantasy football sites, which is technically not, I don't even know if that's technically 18. I mean, it is for some of them. I mean, but you can play fantasy football. But, if you got on one of the fantasy sports sites that does, kind of player proppy type stuff, that's basically venturing into now just full-on sports betting. And so I've got family members that are not 21 that are on their phones showing me their bets for the week. I'm like, huh, all right. How'd you do that? And so, look, it's a challenge. It's a challenge again, though. Drinking age used to be 18, now it's 21. Why? Because young people make lots of bad decisions. Mm-hmm. We're adults at 18, but we have laws on some of this stuff. I'm not saying change a law for gambling. What I'm saying is anybody surprised that as betting goes more legal, younger people are having a problem controlling what they're doing with it? And I don't even know that Brendan Sorsby's a good example of somebody that went off the rails from sports betting. Sounds like he was betting couple dollars here and there, like most people. No, that's not impacting your life as much. You probably have an addiction, but you're not, throwing games or doing some of the real challenges. But the rules are the rules. I don't think he's going to play again, Paul,
ever.
And it's too bad. The consequence of that is less likely as you get older to make a conscious decision like that could jeopardize everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even the NFL would look at Sorsby and say, with all the problems.
Yeah, probably.
Nobody who would take him. And by the way, you know what the problem is? The main problem for Sorsby was he got $5 million to go with Texas Tech. $5 million. You know something? That could burn a hole in your pocket and say, I can place a few bets. I lose a little here, lose a little there. Big deal. I got $5 million to play with. And you would look at $5 million. Now, that's just for the one season. One season, $5 million. He's still got a couple seasons left. He's thinking, I'm gonna have double-digit millions before this is all said and done. I can gamble this money, and even if I lose, and I lose big, I'll never know the difference because I won't miss it. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Think that's why people do it.
Yeah, I don't know. $5 million allows you to do it without consequences.
But
you're
going to do it. Again, I don't think there's any reporting. I don't think there is that he was betting large amounts. So it's just the fun of the, it's the thrill of the bet, basically, which is why, I like it for that reason. I like to make a bet because sometimes it's fun to have skin in the game.
Yeah, but thousands of bets can mount up, can't it? I mean, thousands of bets.
Yes, it can.
I would think that it could mount up to
But there's a difference in betting the mortgage and, making too many bets. Whatever, we're into the weeds here on this. But I hope that he's able to get through this. Texas Tech is taking the right approach now. I wonder what happens to that $5 million.
Yeah.
If he's granted ineligible or if he's deemed ineligible, there's a lot to peel back on this story, Paul.
Yeah.
As far as what it means for Sorsby, What does it mean for Texas Tech? Texas Tech, I think they're looked at to win like 11 and a half games. They are a college football playoff team next year, Paul.
Now
potentially without a quarterback.
Right. Well, I'm going to make
their backup quarterback tore his ACL. He's not even going to be ready for the start of the season.
Right. You just made a comment a second ago about you don't know where this is going to go for Sorsby. I mean, and we all hope that he gets the help he needs. But here's where it needs to go. And, Jacob, I'm probably going to get phone calls. Tony's going to get some phone calls on what I'm about to say, but I don't care. But this is the way I see this, and this is the way it's got to be. He should have all of his money taken away from him as a penalty, and I hope that's in his contract to be able to do. He should have the book thrown at him. He should never step on a college campus as an athlete. And you know why I'm saying that? This has got to be an example as to why
not.
He gambled with my beloved college sports.
You're never getting that money back from him. Now, $5 million that Tech's paying him, that's in question. Should he ever play college football again? I don't think you have.
I want the book thrown at him.
I don't think he's going to.
Well, I want the book thrown at him because this has got to stop. You've got to understand, you bet on sports, even if it's not your sport, even if it's not your team.
The book is going to get thrown at him, Paul, don't you think?
Well,
those are the rules. I don't see a path out for him. I think the book is going to be thrown at him.
All right.
The book has been thrown at every player for this as we've done it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean somebody's not going to do it, but you're right.
Yeah, since the 1916 Wild White Sox.
From like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was a really bad decision.
Yeah.
So we'll come back. Okay, so now that we know that's out there, we live in the Big 12. Let's talk about what it means for next football season if Texas Tech loses their star transfer quarterback.
Let's see.
On the other side of Sports Daily. Stick around.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro.
I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Rove, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to rove.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to rove.co/safety.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for construction on Kellogg between K96 and the county line. It's part of an ongoing road project in both directions. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. It's a mostly cloudy start to the day. We may even see a sprinkle, especially north of Wichita. Then partly cloudy this afternoon. North winds 10 to 15 and a high of 63. Partly cloudy and chilly overnight. 43 should do it for the low. Back over to a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, high 66. Mostly cloudy and 65 on Thursday with a chance of rain. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We have an app and we decided to spell it really weird. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it right now. Download it right now! It's free.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us on Sports Daily. It's Albrecht and Savage. Talking about a story that, honestly, Paul, just kind of sucks, doesn't it?
It does. No question.
Just kind of sucks.
But it's an important story. It's very important. It really has to do with the integrity of the sports, of sports. I mean, it's a story that's got to be told. It's a story that's got to have consequences. It's a story everybody needs to know and understand what the consequences are of gambling. And even for those of us that aren't within the confines of organized sports, we have to understand that there are consequences in family, in finances, in the lives of those around us. And we've got to understand that. And it's all got to be done. Anything that has to do with gambling, it's all got to be done in a reasonable manner, a manner that one can afford, a manner that's appropriate for your situation. And I think we would all agree on that.
Yeah. So so we both think Sorsby's not playing anymore.
He's never going to play again.
I think so too. That really changes the Big 12, Paul. Texas Tech doesn't have like a quarterback option right now. Will Hammond, who had to step in a lot for Bear Morton last year, he tore his ACL in October. Joey McGuire, Texas Tech's head coach, said recently he's not expected to be ready by the season opener. Best case scenario they're thinking is week three. I don't know who their third string quarterback is. I don't know who else they have in there. But Hammond, Texas Tech was a totally different team last year when it was Hammond in there. Now what are they going to do? That's the guy that may be the... So here's what it's done to the odds of winning the Big 12. Tech went from a prohibitive favorite to now at even money. Still even money because they still have an insanely talented roster everywhere else, right? We know they've spent the money. They got a lot of great players there. Just look at last year's NFL draft. Look at last weekend's NFL draft. Tech players all over the board. They're doing it again this offseason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're still going to be really good, but it opens the door. These are according to, I think it's FanDuel. BYU at 6-1, Utah at 7.5-1. Okay. K-State now at 15-1. This, if we're Big 12 followers here, Paul, This does feel like a big opening for K-State.
Yeah.
It's Colin Klein's first year. Avery Johnson senior season. We think now that I say that, I wonder what this does for his eligibility. These changes we talked about. Does he get a fifth year? I think he might. We really need. We're going to have to get – Kevin Saul will be with us, I think, next week. Well, Tim Fitzgerald will have some insight on this Thursday for us. Xavier Johnson, is this really his last year? Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's coming into a year with Colin Klein here, the guy where he thrived with. K-State has brought in a lot of players through the portal. Could this be the opening they needed to maybe have a special season in Colin Klein's first year? They don't play Tech anyway. So, you know, can they make a run at this thing? I think if you're any team in the Big 12 right now, you feel like, hey, the door just got kicked open in a big way. Sorsby was the top number one or number two overall prospect in the transfer portal. Tech had him. Now they just don't have him. They don't have a quarterback.
Boy, I'll tell you what, rags to riches, it seems like. And that's a really good point. You know, you think, well, who's on the roster if you're going to be? But you know, here's the thing that we don't know. They've got a lot of money. They've got some boosters that aren't afraid to kick this money
in. But where are you going to go find a quarterback now?
Well, maybe that quarterback finds Tech. I don't know how that's going to work. But you know, with all the money that's available at Texas Tech, anybody that's doing this with money as a major consideration, they may just go find Tech themselves. I don't know how this is going to happen, but you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And as we know, in most things, anything almost goes anymore, it seems like, with regards to college football and people transferring and going wherever they want. Everybody's afraid of lawsuits. And so where do they go? I don't know, but something tells me something will happen, Jacob. It just seems that way to me, but I don't know what it'll be.
I don't either.
I don't know what it'll be.
But, Paul, I don't think they can just go get somebody. What are you going to do?
Well,
is there anybody left in the portal? I don't think there is.
Is there anybody that need? And I don't. Can anybody go still make a move if without the portal?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. I mean,
everybody's done with the portal, and I'm just not sure on that rule. We don't hear anything much about that, do we? So that's a good question.
Because this doesn't come up, right? Like, this isn't a normal thing. But yeah, no, I think the portal's crazy, but it's crazy during the portal.
It's crazily now, organized. Like, yeah, that's right. It's crazy, but
right.
It's organized.
I don't know what Tech thinks they can do here. I mean, I'm sure they're going to furiously do everything they can to try to have Sorsby be able to play games this year. But I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure. Listen, I don't know that Texas Tech could take the hit by being an advocate.
Oh, yes, they don't care. Yes, they could. Yes, they could. They do not care.
You don't
they
think do. A president,
you
think, the president,
you don't think they're selling out the stadium if they figure out a way for it to have Brendan Sorsby play?
I don't.
Oh, they don't care. What do they care?
There is still such a thing as integrity. Come on, isn't there? I think there's still a thing called integrity. We don't see it as much as we used to it as it appears in college football. But come on. I mean, that's a hit to a college. I mean, that's a hit to an athletic department.
What would be the hit? What's the hit? Tell me what the hit is.
The hit is that just because you want to win, you're willing to take someone who has unabashedly said, screw the system, I'll do what I want to do, I'll ruin the name of college football, I'll tarnish the name of Texas Tech, I don't care what you say, and we're going to bring this guy back.
How does it tarnish the name Texas Tech?
Because he was at Texas Tech. Texas Tech did not police their program well enough to know that their best player on the team, the most important player on the team, maybe the best paid player on the team, was doing these things that are deemed to be harmful to Texas Tech University. I think that's huge. I'm sorry, Jacob, but I think that's huge. I think that's big.
What do you think? The reputation, what kind of hit on the reputation of USC did Reggie Bush give them?
At the time, it was fairly significant. Although
you think it was?
I never really...
What do you remember about it?
What I remember about it, if you want to be real truthful, what I remember about it is I remember thinking to myself, I really don't blame Reggie Bush for trying to take care of his family. That's sort of the thing I remember.
But he broke a rule. You just said, he broke a rule.
But it wasn't for him, was it? Whatever
it
he
was
did,
a rule.
It was a rule, but that rule was applying to his family. The
you know what I think of when I think of Reggie Bush? Vince Young in the national championship game, winning the Heisman Trophy. I'm telling you right now, Texas Tech has a room full of people trying to figure out damage control and how can we figure out a way to get Sorsby to play this year.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm not.
What do you think in January? Sure. In January, do you think if Texas Tech's playing for a national championship and Sorsby's their quarterback, they're particularly concerned about the fact that he got caught for something he did while he was somewhere else?
Jacob, that is a long friggin' way away.
Do you think they'll care? Well, do you think KU fans care right now that they had to take some official wins away because of Billy Preston and Silvio De Sousa? Think KU cares?
Well, probably.
You think KU fans care?
All right. I get that point, but this is not that.
It is absolutely that. He broke a rule, and the only thing that matters in college sports at that level is winning. Now, what do you take greater offense at? You know, there are things that are morally objectable, violent crimes and things that happen that players are forgiven for all the time. Brendan Sorsby is being accused of betting small amounts of money over the years on sports he wasn't supposed to.
But the point is
nobody, if I'm telling you, Paul, they're in a room right now in Lubbock, Texas, as they're trying to figure out, boy, how can we get him back on the field? Nobody's concerned with our reputation's going to take a black eye if we do this. Nobody cares. They're not, that's not even like that is so far off their radar. Right now, if they really wanted to set a moral standard, they wouldn't say we're fully supporting him and everything that he does. They'd say you're off the team.
Well, I get your point.
That's not what they're saying.
Well, I get your point, and it's well taken. And yet, somehow, I still think we're not above, doing the right thing in certain places, sending the right message in certain places. We are, at Texas Tech, an institution of higher learning with ethics and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking to myself, what kind of message do we send if we fight for this guy? Just to bring
that they want to win football games.
If they want to win football games, and I still have more confidence in
what message do the Kansas City Chiefs send by drafting Tyreek Hill or not having a team, imposed punishment to Rashee Rice?
But that's pro football. See, there's a difference between pro football. We all know this is about money in pro football. Well, that's still not the ideal for college sports. College sports is still about education. Kids learning, kids growing up, kids learning the responsibilities of life, the lessons that sports teach. Those things are still in play, Jacob. At least for me,
welcome
they're still
in play. Welcome to Paul Savage's fantasy land here on Sports
Paul
Daily.
I like it. And I'm going to give you an...
Look, that stuff matters. I'm not downplaying that. I'm really not. I'm not trying to. What I'm trying to do is give my best estimation of what's happening in Lubbock right now. And my best estimation is they are doing every single thing that they can to try to get him to play.
Well, I'd love to find out. How can we find out? Do we have a listener that has any connection?
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to see how this plays out. Does Tech challenge the NCAA on it? Do they just roll over and say, sorry, he's done for the year. We're moving on. Like, we'll find out.
If they challenge, I'm mad. I'm done with Texas Tech. I've always liked Texas Tech because they've always been a part of the original South. I love the Southwest Conference. I'm always for the old Southwest.
Paul, how long did it take your Baylor Bears to do something with Art Briles?
Well, I don't know, 4 or 5 criminal players, and we were pretty good.
Yeah, you think it was maybe a little after the fact, after it got caught? You think anybody in Waco knew that maybe there were some troubles going on down there?
When I found out, I was pissed. I'm not going to lie to you. He's got to go.
Everyone was pissed in his situation.
Yes,
everyone was.
He had to go.
Sorsby's like to that's naive of me to even bring it up with what Sorsby's being accused of being an 18 to 20 two-year-old.
I wanted people to go to jail for that Baylor deal.
A little bit on a baseball game and stuff.
Right. I wanted them to go to jail on that Baylor deal because that was abusing.
You wanted Riles to go to jail?
I would have been okay with me because if he knew and there were things that being said about that, he was a bad man. If he knew and he allowed it, he's a bad man, Jacob.
Well, I'm telling you, right now in Lubbock, they're trying to figure out a way to get Brendan Sorsby to play football. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think he's going to be able to.
This is one
of those things that there just usually is zero wiggle room on. Mm-hmm. Just absolute too much on the line, zero wiggle room. Like
no wiggle room.
I cannot imagine he plays for them next year. And now the door is wide open if he doesn't in the Big 12.
What would the NCAA be able to do to him? I mean, let's say they
ban him. Punish him under the rules that are already in place.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking that if they do find a way for him to come back, would the NCAA have something that they could base a rule upon?
The challenge will be to the NCAA. Still is a rules enforcement body.
All right.
Right. That is, it's not like, work issues or anything like that. These are the rules that you abide by if you're going to play NCAA sports. If you break them, you can't play NCAA sports. Nobody's saying you can't play football anymore. They're saying you can't play NCAA football anymore. You can go, play junior college football, maybe whatever. But like the NCAA still does have that small sliver of power. And this is one that usually doesn't get budged on, whether it's pro sports, college sports, whatever. When it comes to betting, they don't mess around. I don't think he's going to play. I'm with you. But what I do want to see what Tech tries to come up with here. All right, we'll come back. We got a little more Sports Daily for you on a Tuesday. Don't go away.
And licensed, certified technicians serving Wichita over 50 years for sump pumps, water heaters, showers, tubs, sinks, faucets, water softeners, and more. Online at SuperiorPlumbingICT.com.
Superior Plumbing will come a-running because we care, treat you fair and square. And our name says it all, Superior.
684-8349.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is...
Just driving the kids to soccer practice.
Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And hey, come on, no cleats on the seats.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this...
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.